guys get it out?
Cheers.
They were battling.
Oh, those beers didn't want to open, but they're amazing.
Hey, that's a great intro song. Prunk Drunks.
That's
Prunk
right.
Drunks from Special C. Special C is a local band from Redondo Beach. That's cool. We have a sponsor. We got some indie music.
Excited.
This is the first step. It took us 13 pilots to finally get what we want. We wanted a sponsor. We wanted some fucking local music.
The
cool thing about the music is that it's punk rock.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can we ask?
And so we got talent. We got free beer. I mean, we got a CD we can play. We got a special guest. This is awesome.
It is awesome. And we do have a special guest and our sponsor for the show, Anthony Hernandez. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Welcome to the bedroom.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's going on, Tony?
What's up, man?
This is pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting for us because not only did you bring us some beer from Trader Joe's, right?
Whole Foods.
Oh, my God. You stabbed me now. Whole Foods.
Oh, Whole Foods, Redondo Beach.
You better edit that out.
I know. I better edit that out.
Dude.
Not only that, we got some beer from Whole Foods. You were kindly enough to bring some. But
Thank
not
you.
Only that, man. Not only that, I'm excited.
Brew.
Exactly. Some organic brew that you brought. What are we drinking? What are we drinking for this show?
We are drinking this awesome little, the company's called Port Brewing. It's Santa's little helper. It's Santa like in his boxers and shorts hanging out. As an elf is like pouring out beer and they're freaking Rudolph is drinking with Santa at the bar. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
And then this other one, Yule Smith. It's a winter holiday ale. Awesome. It looks festive. Makes me want to...
Taste
it and drink it and feel all Christmassy inside.
Oh,
which one's this one? Climax? Climax? No, this is awesome. And it's organic. All right.
Orgasmic.
Orgasmically great.
Climax.
This is awesome. We got a sponsor. This fucking,
we got punk rock.
Dude, this is like
sponsor.
My Christmas present right here, man.
It gets better,
awesome.
Man. It gets better.
You guys inhaled a guacamole too.
It gets better. I'm excited to talk to you about Tony about your photography and what you've done and how much notoriety you've gotten in the local freaking beach community with music, man, and how much you cover it with your photography. So that's gonna be awesome. But before feast, there must be famine, Fonz. I'm very, you know what? I'm glad this is going on. I'm glad we're having a great show because 2 days before Thanksgiving, I got in a car accident.
It was bad, dude. I got a text message from you at work and you showed me the picture and it's rest in peace. What did you call your car?
The Subaru? Robin. I actually called it Robin. Subaru. The Subaru, the Outback, dude. Rest
the
in
Outback.
Peace.
Oh, you just said the Outback.
The
rest
Outback.
In peace.
Rest in peace, the Outback.
What
you know,
happened?
Here's the thing. After I figured out, I was on the 110 freeway for all the Angelinos that know the 110 freeway. It just came to a complete stop. I stopped, and then I was like, "Wait, I'm stopped. Why are my tires skidding?" Boom, dude! I just like, is a car behind me? Just smash, dude. It turned my freaking Outback that has that whole like station wagon look in the back.
Yeah.
It turned my car into a smart car. And but I did the whole like I did the recon, dude. I like I did all joints. I like touched my face, touched my shoulders, touched my heart, touch my hips, touch my cock, touch my knees, and then I wiggle my toes.
The neck bones connected.
Dude,
to the
I totally
hip bone
did that. I like I was like, what's because I thought in my head like it's like what's dangling that I can't feel. Like I don't know that my legs just like on another fucking like hanging on the freeway, sitting there directing traffic, right? So, but when I did that, then you know, I don't know the next thing that came to my mind.
What
I was like. I got in an accident, and this shit ain't my fault because all my friends are going to talk shit about that it was my fault. Because
we're always claiming, like, oh, I'm the best driver. Oh, I'm the best driver.
And
oh,
I'm the worst. And not only do you claim that, under your breath, you say, I'm the worst driver. That's not even fair. All I don't say I'm the best driver anymore because you guys shunned me out of the best driver's club. But this time when I got nailed, dude, oh, my God. So, as you know what? Talk about roughing it up. I got two fractured ribs, dude, and I'm still pulling through. I love the podcasting. But yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. It fucking sucked. But you know what though? I'm very happy for my health. I'm very happy that like I'll bounce back. I'll bounce back, and it's all good.
Have we all seen that movie? Fight Club. Have you seen Fight Club?
Yes.
Okay. Remember the car accident scene where they just let go of the steering wheel in the rain, and the car just like flips and turns and everything. Well, in the movie, it's all in slow motion. So I was thinking, Walter, was it in slow motion when like when they hit you and you're like, you see stuff flying, like an old like freaking McDonald's bag flying towards you, or like,
it's you know what it's actually. Hey, come on now, man.
You don't eat McDonald's?
Bags of fruit, dog.
Oh, bags of fruit. Oh yeah,
health. I'm health all in health apparently. Bags of fruit. So there wasn't a Popeye's chicken box flying, all right?
A French fry from back in the day, you know, just like all slow motion.
And he was gonna say, "Remember me."
I loved you.
You know what's funny is my brother, he termed it something. You know what? When we stop being pilots, we'll be better with our facts. My brother called it something, and it does. That's a phenomenon. It happens. Phenomenon. It happens. And what I did see, dude, it literally felt like a bunch of ninjas were throwing ninja stars at me, dude. And I didn't realize what that was until I got out of the car. But not only did the window from the back window, just the shards of glass just whoosh, and I remember just like seeing them like through my periphery, and I was like, what the hell? And then like went, and that was during my jolt forward. So then there's a recoil back when I went back into before I got hit. And then I was like, what the frick? And then I took off my seatbelt. I couldn't even open my car, dude. It like, I mean, I couldn't open my door because it was just jammed. I had to shoulder it out. And it really felt like a whoopee cushion. That's what my rib felt, like my lungs. I was like, and I was like, no, lung collapse, bullshit, dude. This is not how I'm going down, motherfuckers. Someone give me a mic. Someone give me internet. I am going down on a podcast show. I'm not going down on the 110s just south of Florence. No one listens to podcast 110 south of Florence.
Nobody right knows there. What a podcast is
no
over
one knows
there,
what
man.
A podcast shit. Is. So, but anyway, it just I lost my air a little bit, and the seatbelt just. Here's the thing, you know, freakish things. Freakish things would have been, yeah, like I look like the Elephant Man and shit after that accident. But still, freakish things are like the bottom, the seatbelt, how it goes diagonal. It caught the bottom of my right bottom ribs. So it just made the tip. It like it got the tip. It got the bottom portion of my ribs. But I got the meat of my whole rib cage.
Yeah.
Fine. It might have it might have withstood that. But it got the bottom of it, so it curled them in, and it partially it just fractured my ribs. Jeez. In the bottom two. And the bottom two are false ribs because they don't have a cartilage component stuck to the sternum. They're just hanging like this, like
science.
Like prostitutes and shit. So fucking yeah. See, so whenever the doc, that's the thing. You know, they always say when you go to the doctor, ask questions.
Yeah,
like you should always have something to ask questions, and if you don't. Make some up, man. You gotta get your money's worth. Fuck, you're paying $60. Ask him why the sky's blue. Hey, doc, why is the sky's blue? He probably knows because, you know, he's a doctor. And if he doesn't know, ask him some shit he knows. Get your money's worth. Yep. Anyway, yeah, so those false ribs, they just like. So I'm sitting here talking like this for the rest of the hour.
Boo.
No, I'm not. But you know what, though? I realized that, like, as my high pro glow, like high pro glow, like as much as a podcaster I am, man. I mean, my accident got overshadowed, dude. My accident didn't make TMZ.
No, it didn't.
You know what I'm saying? My accident, I mean, the only thing it made was I got a couple of friends, KFI, AM640, were like, hey, dude, so that was you, right? When they said the 110 South was stopped for half an hour, you
thanks,
asshole.
Thanks. No, yeah. not, are you okay? No, you fucking asshole. Yeah, I was late to work.
Exactly. And it was like those recurring days right before Thanksgiving, so all traffic is light. And this accident, which it wasn't my fault, I got hit, which it wasn't my fault, but it stopped everything. Like, of course it was Walt. No, but it wasn't my fault. But you know what? It got overshadowed. You know, this podcaster, you know, all 70 listeners that were averaging a show.
Worldwide, though.
Worldwide, motherfuckers.
Where were you going?
To this fucking amazingness called work. But it got overshadowed by
Paul Walker's accident.
Paul Walker, Fast and the Furious. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm Salvi. Everyone knows I'm Salvi. I got topped by a Salvi.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? Who?
Paul Walker's not the Salvi. The driver was the Salvi.
No way.
The driver was.
So see, there's a trend going here. Salvis don't know how to drive.
Tony, help me out here.
Hey, no. You survived.
I survived. Yeah. Hey, well then, Salvis don't know how to drive, but they're like roaches. They multiply, dude. You think you put your foot on one and like six of them run out?
Dude,
no, yeah. But that is unfortunate. That sucks. Paul Walker. I'm not a big, like, I didn't watch a lot of the Fast and the Furious. Any of you two watch the Fast and the Furious? Any of them?
I've seen, like, the first one or a couple of them, but they're at, like, number 7 now or something, and I'm just surprised. Well, I'm actually not surprised that they haven't started, like, comparing him because he died in a car accident with, like, an old movie star like James Dean that died in a car accident and stuff.
But
like, because he's a great actor, you know, or whatever. It's like, I'm not surprised, but I'm glad they're not comparing him with James Dean because most of these kids don't know who the fuck James Dean is.
They think it's the sausage maker.
Jimmy Dean.
Oh, I eat that shit every day. My mom puts it in the microwave.
Yeah, that's just good, dog. Shit. So yeah, he died Fast and Furious though, right?
He did die Fast and Furious. A little bit about the car they were driving. They're trying to figure out what the hell, like what happened because they weren't intoxicated. They weren't like the car was handling everything tremendously well, but the car they had, the type of car they had was the closest thing of a race car that was street legal.
Yeah.
Meaning
like that shit goes on the track. It doesn't go anywhere else.
So when you think of the track, that thing is like pristine, smooth, right? You know what I mean? So Porsche, when this happened, Porsche made it abundantly clear because they were driving a Porsche. That that car, they always send a disclaimer with every owner of the car saying that this car at high speeds cannot handle bumps on the road. Like if you're on Alameda Street going to Little Tokyo and shit, and you hit those potholes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit's gonna fuck up the car because that car is made for like
the racetrack,
the Autobahn. Porsche is a German car, right? It's made for the Autobahn or the racetrack. But this is the closest thing you can come to a race car. Not being a street car, the closest thing you could be to a race car. And the fact that how fast they were going, the theory now, this isn't what's going on, but because of that, because of they get that disclaimer, is that they might have hit a pothole because as awesome and incredible that car is, it can't handle rough terrain.
Yeah, it's
so like a pothole or a fucking a dude on the street, a possum. A
couple of quarters.
Something. But more news to come. More news,
dude. Yeah, I saw a picture like on the internet. It looked like there was a body. It was like reddish or something. It was a little blurred or whatever. And that people are saying that was a body. I was like, I don't care. Nobody wants to see a crispy guy, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks.
An interesting
Anthony,
study.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Just making sure it was German. I don't know.
No. Porsche was a German doctor who said, "I want to buy a car. No one's making what I want. Then I'm just going to pay a lot of money to."
Hey, you can be our fact checker from now, dude. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Yeah, but that's the Porsche. The doctor, it's based off of a German doctor who said, "Oh, you guys don't have my car? I make one
right
what's,
now. Better.
What's Subaru?
Subaru is in spite or despite all the claims of everyone thinking it's Australian because Crocodile Dundee used to do the Outback, man. It's a Japanese. Was this my Outback Mang? What is he like? He hung out with Cantonese people? I don't know. But no, Subaru is Japanese. Oh, okay. But it's, you know, freaking Paul Hogan, bro. Yeah. Paul fucking Hogan. Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah.
Hey, it's also a restaurant, right?
What's that?
It's also a restaurant.
Exactly. So Subaru is a Japanese
car. They have some good onion rings.
Yeah. Zesty.
I love their buffalo wings there, too.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Good. Dude, one of the things why I'm excited for you to be here is because you take a lot of pictures.
I take a lot.
I'm sort of jealous, man. You take some really good
pictures. Because you're a photographer in heart.
In heart, yeah. Not in time, like he does. He takes the time and takes pictures and knows what he's doing. I just try to pretend.
I get a lot of hate mail. They're like, hey, when are we going to see these pictures?
Oh, you get that too?
Wait. People don't hate you because they take pictures of them and they don't want it. They get hate mail because they're like, when are you going to fucking pub it?
Yeah, yeah. Where's my face at? Where's my face?
I'm like, damn. I'm like, they don't pay me, but I just do it on my
You should
my
tell them. Time. You should send that back. Well, pay me and then maybe you'll see a picture. Shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tony, dude, a lot of the things that you take, a lot of the pictures that you take early when you were taking pictures. I remember we went to a punk rock. Was it a punk rock Christmas?
Or I think it was a punk rock picnic.
Punk rock picnic. Yeah. That's out right. Here in Irvine or in Orange County. Yeah. And I don't know if that was a fuel. You can explain more about that. But you take a lot of pictures of punk rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, I love music. So, I mean, to document a lot of things that are happening, especially in the local scene, there isn't really many photographers out there. I mean, there's a lot of people I aspire to be like Edward Culver or John Galulli for the OC Weekly. Those guys do it professionally and they go to a lot of big acts. So I just do it for fun back at home with local bands like Specialty, STDs, Set On Right, Capital Vices Limited, a lot of bands that, you know, major photographers aren't really active.
Doing.
Yeah.
I don't think you do it out of fun, though, man. I think you do it out of love.
Oh, yeah. I love them. They're all good people.
It's your hood.
Yeah.
It's your hood. Tony, you grew up in Redondo Beach, right?
That's right.
The product of RU High, baby. The RU High. What are you guys? The
Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. RU High. And so, I mean, that's for you. I mean, you spent a long time not being in RU High, or I'm sorry, in Redondo. And by the way, not because he was in jail, but you spent a lot of time just being out of your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then now you're back, right?
Now you're back.
And full force. And then a lot of things that might have changed or not have changed. Either way, regardless, that's still a fabric of that part of town, and that's who you are. So it has to be great to just kind of be like, hey, punk kids, like, hey, punk kids.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Hey, the pool hall I loved is now a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, there's so much changes going on. So I also like to do that, take a picture of a corner, and then it's
come
gone.
Back later and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. So a lot of punk rock and roll bands, all in the Redondo. Where else?
Hermosa.
Where else?
Long Beach.
Long Beach, yeah. Strong Beach.
And what got you into the photography? Because you've been in with the music for, you always loved the music, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
right?
I love the music. I had wished I had taken photos from back in the day. I've seen a lot of bands that aren't around to this day. You know, I saw Tupac at the House of Blues.
No way.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. But yeah. And I was like, man, if I only had a camera back then. And I was like,
yeah, maybe the House of Blues back then would let you in with the camera. They don't do that no more.
Yeah. The only one that's fairly good is the Hollywood one. Anaheim, you know, good luck. You won't be able to get it.
So, but what got you into photography? Do you remember your first camera
just had like a regular point and shoot. And actually, I guess this is what got me into it. I wanted to capture an image and there was always like a delay. And I'm like, oh, there is the moment's gone. So I'm like, I want to get a nice camera. So
SLRs and stuff.
SLRs, and they take like 5 shots per second or 10 shots per second, and you're capturing every moment.
Is there a picture that you have in your room or somewhere that still like gets you motivated to get out the house? Or because I think I need something like that. You know what I mean? Like a picture that I'm really proud of, or a moment that I'm proud of that says, "All right, I got to go take more pictures." Or is it just the music that gets you out? Or
it's just the music. Music and this is crazy. Sunsets, sunrises.
I've seen some of your sunsets and sunrises on your Facebook and stuff. And the picture we talked about last time is they're building something in that area that you took a bunch of pictures of.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's off of Catalina, right behind the post office. They're building some sort of high class shopping mall with a eco-friendly car wash. I don't know. It's going to cause like congestion and probably new parking meters. It's going to suck. It's right across from the VFW.
But you started at the beginning when they were starting to bring some of the just the early days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a project that you're still working on, or you're done with that?
What do you mean?
Because it's not done yet, right?
It's not done. But I'm not really capturing every moment of that.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. You don't.
I just don't want to see it.
being built. It's not something that you're proud of, like, to have there, right?
No.
And gotcha.
They're probably going to do the same thing to the pier, which is good and bad. They want to build an AMC theater.
The pier?
Yeah, at the Redondo Pier.
Oh, man. I still remember when the Redondo Pier used to go all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Before it burned down and stuff.
Yeah. I ran to the pier when it burned.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. What? Wait, yeah. Redondo, does that make, like, is that any coincidence? Like, Redondo means around, right?
Yeah.
Está redondo in Spanish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Redondo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the pier was like that?
It used to be longer.
It's like a horseshoe. Around.
Yeah.
Oh, the horseshoe pier. Long Beach had that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Redondo had probably a better one, though. I'm not going to lie. dude, let's talk about this band, Special C. Special C, I put it on the Instagram. Dude, what's that, Fonz?
He did the cover.
No, yeah, that's what I want to talk. Well, I want to talk about this.
Sorry,
band.
Did I blow that for you?
No, you're good. But Special C is a band out of Redondo Beach, and they are great local talent. I mean, we spent all pre-show listening to the CD. I didn't know you were going to bring this, and then you brought this, and we're hearing it. It's fucking awesome, man. And it's like, you describe this band. I can tell from what the songs I've heard, but you've seen them live. You've covered them. Tell us a little about this band.
These guys been playing for about 5 years. And it's Dustin Jones. He's the singer, guitar player. Bubba McMackin, or Jason, he's the drummer. And Evan Pershing, he's the bass player. And they sound really great. They're like punk rock and reggae mixed together.
Yeah, that's kind of
like
hearing,
a special,
yeah.
like a Sublime.
Oh, yeah, and it's not like it's even not like a Sublime, but it's like carrying out that Sublime, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And the cool thing about this CD,
or
the
energy.
Band Special C, is that you took the picture of the CD. This is the front cover, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen? How'd that come about?
Well, I think I got excited about them. And when I got back out of the Air Force, my first show was a Halloween show at the VFW. And that's where they started, the VFW. And I started taking pictures of them and following them like a lot. And I was honored when they asked me to start taking pictures for a possible CD. So I just went with that.
Well, they're a really cool band, man. We've been hearing the CD, putting it on loop, and it's been really good. I like on the CD, it says, "Much love and respect to all friends, fans, and the entire South Bay."
Yeah.
Well, much love and respect, man, to you for putting this picture in the band, man, Special C. And so maybe later on down the road, maybe they want to come around and be on the show. But for now, I'm just really proud of you. And I like that this is just a testament to how much good work you do with your photography.
Thank you.
This is pretty cool, man.
With that, can we go with the song? Can we listen to one of their songs?
Man, let's hear some songs. In fact, we're going to have, this is our first ever 8 hour show, and we're just gonna put it for a 7.5 hour loop. Let's take a break, right? Let's do it.
In a grind, every day you don't live, it's another day you die. up with me, you get left behind. Don't sit around and wait. Take control of your day. People can talk all day. Procrastinators say, maybe I'll do it someday. But all they ever do is waste. Oh, I wanna waste no time. All you robots trapped in a crime. Every day you don't live, it's another day you die. I don't wanna waste no time.
That was awesome. I like that one. So I'm not gonna waste any time right here.
Oh,
you like that?
Nice. All right,
that's perfect.
So I'm gonna talk about one of my favorite places next, but before I do that, is there a hamburger place? Do you eat hamburgers?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Is there a favorite place that I should go? Because I love eating hamburgers. Is there a hamburger that I have to go and taste in your area?
In the South Bay.
In the South Bay.
Gosh, I don't
know. Did I put you on the spot there? Or?
I mean, they just recently built a Wendy's.
Oh,
that redheaded. She gets around. How about this? If you think
Burrito Jr.
If you think about it,
El Burrito Jr.
Oh, well, no, yeah. El Burrito Jr., man. That's his. We didn't even talk about that. That's
gotta, a cool. Yeah. Check that out.
Oh, well, food, eh? I love burritos.
C, the band Special C is.
Yeah,
called,
order a Special C and you'll get 2 bean and cheese burritos.
At the with El Burrito, chips. Where?
El Burrito Jr., LBC's.
On the cross street of what?
It's PCH and right next to Knob Hill. It's like probably Avenue A.
Cool. All you motherfuckers from Salem, Oregon, take PCH down and make a right on Knob Hill. Hey, all you fucking Argentinians, take the International Highway up, make a left on Knob Hill. All right, perfect. Cool, man. But I love that. That's so fucking clever, man. El Burrito Jr.
El Burrito Jr. That, all right. Yeah. That's
no, wait. Is that your favorite, though? Is that what you get there?
Well, I mean,
is there something better that you think, or just
that's
as
it,
good?
That's it.
That's pretty much it. The Special C, bean and cheese burrito, 2 of them, yeah. two time, and with chips and salsa.
Yeah,
bomb. That sounds good right now.
That
you might
does
have to go
good.
There right now. Fonzo, what's up?
Sorry, I'm just trying to like expose people to different food places on our show. So,
like me,
El Burrito Jr. So Special C, I'm gonna go there. I haven't tried it, so I'll be there this weekend.
Nice.
But there's a place that I love, and it's right in my heart,
dude. I love it. I've never been there.
It's
yet.
Probably stopping my heart right now, you know. So on Sunday I was bored, and I went to one of my favorite places called Grill 'Em All. From it's a spinoff of Kill 'Em All, Metallica. Oh, you know. Wow. So they started off with the food truck. And now they have a little place in Alhambra, and it's amazing. It's all rock and rolled out, and wow. All the burgers and the fries, and they have a salad for whoever wants to go buy a freaking salad at a hamburger place. I don't know, but they're all named after like really cool stuff, right? So I had these hawk wings, amazing. They're only there on Sundays.
Hawk wings. Okay,
and they're buffalo wings. Slow cooked in bacon fat, I mean in duck fat, whoa. And then quickly deep fried with like this amazing chipotle sauce, and they are amazing. And then their fries, wow. I had some chili cheese fries. They were called No More Mr. Nice Fries.
Nice.
Like Alice Cooper.
Like yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. So then they have like burgers that are called D. Snyder. So the D. Snyder, you can go to D. Snyder.
Sister.
So it comes with like it's a hamburger. I think it's a half pound or a quarter pound, whatever. But it's peanut butter and jelly with sriracha sauce on the burger.
Hey, I thought some shit went down on sriracha.
Yeah, they closed down the spot or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the smell in the area, the people were complaining.
Oh, we were talking about that. Yeah.
So this burger is amazing. So it's pretty cool. So I was there. I checked in. I took a picture. And I guess, you know, because I started tagging our pictures and I put a Walter and Fonz show. Got a really quick response from them, and they're like, they like my picture, or they gave me a thumbs up on Instagram right away.
Sweet.
So I talked to the owner really quick. He's a really cool guy. But the following day that I was at work, D. Snyder was actually at the place.
Oh, wow.
So D. Snyder ordered, probably, hopefully he ordered the D. Snyder. You know?
I hope he did, yeah.
So they have pictures of all of them, and then they're awesome.
That's right.
So they have the Trooper, which is Iron Maiden. Has their own beer now.
Nice.
They have their own beer now, so I ordered the Trooper. Unfortunately, it was $8 for like a cup, like the one you're holding. Dang. Right now. So $8 for a cup of the Trooper.
It's fancy.
But yeah, it's pretty expensive, right? So I ordered that one. I was like, I got to get the Trooper if I'm here, right? So afterwards, I ordered just a PBR tall can because it was like $3. You know? After $8 and $3, and I was like, oh, I was a little buzzed. But yeah, their food is amazing. They have this burger called the Behemoth, and the buns are two grilled cheese sandwiches. The buns are two grilled cheese sandwiches.
I love it. So that sounds you guys incredible. Gotta
go. So
in Alhambra,
just grill them all. Check it out.
So Alhambra doesn't even have a freeway, right? 710 ends on Valley.
You can take like the
what's the major streets?
The 10. You can take the 10. What's the major streets?
Is it on Garfield?
Garfield.
Garfield and what?
Maine.
Garfield and Maine. Oh, that's up. Like okay, yeah. So it's close to like it's even close to like the whatever the downtown structure or all the busy. The clubs and the bars.
Yeah, it's right there where we used to hang out as high school kids and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good. I highly recommend it and check it out. And it's all rock and roll. They're always playing like rock and roll documentaries or, you know, and then they're always blasting like rock music and stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
So we fit right in, you know.
Yeah, it's for awesome. Sure.
Check it out.
Cool.
That's my spot for LA right there.
Grilla Mall, man. No, I have not been there. But they used to have, they started as a
food truck.
A food truck.
Yeah,
right?
They still have the food truck.
Cool.
So they're still all
Let
over.
Let me ask you this. I tried the other day. How do you find out where the food truck goes? I tried to look for that.
They all have a Twitter account. So
the food truck will say the food truck is
Yeah, whichever food truck you're looking for, they have a Twitter account and they'll let you know where they're going to be at from what time to what time. There's like food truck maps. Or something. Just Google food truck maps, and they'll tell you which one's the closest one to where you're at that time. So there's a bunch of different ways you can find out. You know, if you want to try the whole food truck.
Social
thing.
Media.
You got it.
Speaking of social media, man, we're pretty close. I just really quick want to spend two seconds. Ready? Go. Thank you. That's it. To our listeners and to the love we're getting out of this show. Speaking of which, so what else is going on, Fonzo?
Oh, dude, you posted this thing on our Facebook, and I want everybody to go check it out. It's called the Walter Fon Show on Facebook. That's our name, Walter Fon Show.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. That's our freaking Facebook right there for our show. But you posted this one thing about 33 worst what?
The 33 dumbest things of 2013.
Yeah, like...
The
dumbest freaking thing. And I love this movie. I always pronounce it wrong. Well, Idiocracy?
Idiocracy.
Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh my God. You have to see that movie, dude.
All right.
It's amazing. But every time some stupid or dumb shit happens and people are just like, it reminds me of that freaking movie.
That was great, dude. Good job. You had some bass in that, dude.
I hope I'm not on that.
So you put the 33 dumbest things of 2013, and some of them were just amazing.
I love, it's cool, man. If you go to BuzzFeed.com or you just go to Walter and Fonz, the Facebook page on our show, it's up there. And dude, there's like people like tweeting or posting on Facebook that they're
asking questions or just
one of them was comments. Like, there's no happiness in I, and she spelled happiness with a Y.
There's no I in happiness. There's no I in happiness. Well, like when you spell it out, there's right? no I. That's what she meant. And it's like, well, somebody put in the comments, well, if you spell it correctly, there is. Or like this girl asked, like, oh, so if you're having twins, does it take 18 months for the babies to come out?
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Or the one dude with the grandpa. The grandpa was in the hospital, and he's like, What did he say? He said like something like, "Oh man, I'm spending my day at the hospital, I'm fucking my grandpa or something like that." And then like on the, it sounds like he's fucking another man, right? Yeah. And then the buddy's like, "Hey, a comma would have worked in your statement." And then the guy took it as he said, "Yeah, a comma would have helped." And the guy took it as like his grandpa needs to go into a coma because it's like 1 M instead of 2. Yeah. Instead of one, and he's like, dude, out of all the days, you're going to talk shit about like my grandpa
so
being in a coma.
There's 33 of those, and they're freaking hilarious, and it just makes us like, oh, we're going backwards, man.
We're going back into the cave. I mean, no, but there's some dumb ones that you have to like think about and be like, is this really for real, or are you stupid? Like some people like, African, is that a religion? Like, just really, really dumb Yeah. Dumb stuff.
Are they craving attention? What's going on?
Or just dumb, which I'm fearful for. Yeah. Which I'm fearful for. But either way, it's funny. It's funny. Hilarious. Check entertainment value gets a 10. Real life stuff, whatever. You rate it yourself. But entertainment value, it is pretty funny. Tony, what's up? What's next for you, man? What are you doing this week? What are you doing until the end of the year? Are you going to go check out any shows or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to go see Special C. I don't remember the venue, but I'm also going to go check out Rated X. It's a tribute to X this weekend.
Wait, and like a tribute band of X? Yes. Like freaking Exene, Shirvanka, and John Doe? Like a for real tribute band X?
Yes.
Where?
Echo Park. I don't remember the name of the venue. I don't have it on me.
Do you know X lived in Echo Park?
Really? Do you know any venues? Because maybe you might be able to.
Yeah, maybe. What's the fucking Echo Park on Sunset? Is the Echoplex?
Uh-huh. And then I think there's ones like it might be that one. I don't know.
But yeah, I'm going to go see them this weekend. Hole.
Google it. Googly bear.
Googly bear.
Google
but, it. Okay. Oh, but dude, that's awesome because you know what? My favorite pizza place is in Echo Park.
Oh, yeah. A freaking, what is it called again?
Cafe something. Malo?
Malo. Malo. Malo Cafe.
But okay.
So deep dish pizza.
So you're going to go check out that band.
Yeah. And then I'm also getting ready to start school.
Oh,
some
shit.
College.
When do you start?
January sometime.
You ready?
Still getting all my transcripts.
Are you stretching?
I'm stretching. Yeah.
Hey man, the band's gonna be able to withhold your band coverage with pictures. Bands are gonna be getting jealous of your college. That may have to take a
break. Oh yeah, so okay. Special C would be playing Monday in Huntington Beach at Gallagher's Pub and Grill.
I know that.
With the Original Lights. Original Lights are an amazing band from Huntington Beach. They are all amazing musicians and singers. They're top notch.
Where's the X project?
That I'm still here. We go at Cavalera Lobro Art Gallery.
Definitely not what I was thinking about. I was thinking about pizza. All right, but one more thing, Tony. Where do people see your photography, dude? Like where people are going to hear the show and they want to go check, where would people go to see your pictures? Because honestly, not only did they make this album, but I like the shit that you put, man. I remember we were seeing the dwarves and I was like on the side right there. I made the picture. No, I didn't make the picture.
It was Walter, one of the guys that said, where's my picture?
No, it was the punk rock straight up mosh pit with our dumbasses, old dudes on the side looking like dumbasses.
Or yours, the ones that Bush.
It was genuine. It was a genuine picture. But anyway, where do we see your work, dude?
There's a shop in Hermosa Beach. It's called Rad, and it's on 901 Hermosa Avenue and 9th in Hermosa. Come check it out. It's a gallery with a bunch of artists.
Perfect.
That's
what
awesome.
About what about electronically? Do you post a lot of stuff on your Facebook page?
On my Facebook, yes.
What is your Facebook page? Like, what can we search for that?
Anthony Hernandez, Redondo Beach.
Oh, you need the Redondo Beach because do you realize how many Anthony Hernandez are in LA? Probably a lot. Anthony, man, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for sponsoring our show.
Man. Thank you for sponsoring
the show. And the guacamole.
And Fonz.
Yo.
We got fucking punk rock. We got a sponsor. And we got an awesome guest.
Santa, I love you. Anthony Hernandez, I love you.
And one more thing, and I just want to, on a personal note, just a personal note, is that we're now in the holiday season, man. And if you're listening to someone, it's the holiday season, man. I don't give a frick if you're a Bush lover, Obama, Republican. Now is the time to just love your fucking neighbor, man. Love your neighbor. I don't give a fuck if you love the Angels, the Dodgers, the Raiders, and Niners. Turtlenecks, fucking V-necks. Tis the season to love your fucking neighbor, man. If anything that you can do, man, is just put anything aside and say, someone love my neighbor, man. It's the holidays. You know why? Because this is the time where we all are our worst to beat the light, traffic, and go buy something and cut someone in line. Remember what this is all about. I think we might do one more show before the year ends, but regardless if we do or we don't, man, you just love your neighbor, man, and just say, you know what, this goofy-ass nonsense dude, man, fuck it, I'm going to love him today. Just love him, man. It's going to be a better outcome than if you continue hating him, and 'tis the season. So
happiness
just kind
is
of
powerful.
Especially if you spell it correctly.
Exactly, Fonzo. Exactly. So just, you know, this is the season for all the people that might have gotten on your nerves. Take the first step forward to just kind of just embrace some love, because it is the season, and I guarantee you that it will be paid back forward, not backwards, because if it was backward, it'd go back to you. So forward, you won't ever see it, but it'll go somewhere else. I don't think that's what the meaning of the word is, but regardless, man.
We got you, man.
It
we
is the season,
it.
Right?
We feel it.
Yeah. Right?
Feeling it.
Yeah.
Tony, any last words for the show?
Nope. Thank you very much for having me here. This was fun. This was great.
All right. Thank you. Oh, man. Great time. Good times again. Pilot number 13's in the books.
Can you believe it?
All right, one step closer.
Hey, all right. You guys, everyone else, have a happy holiday. Unless we put out another show.
My girly called me out cause I'm stony. She said I'm always high, why she be low me? I never see that side. Looking back at life, time to start drinking. No balance in my life. I'm low and then I'm high. I see it all go by. I'll never make it if I'm always high. My girlie needs a straw to drink her Bud Light. The hardest thing I saw was on that night. She barfed in my car, but it's alright. I hold her hair back, lay her down, and say goodnight. No balance in my. My girlie called me out, cause I'm stoned.